Hello guys, welcome to yet again another exciting episode of Soul Food Podcast. And this is your host, Doranda. And I'm so excited to have you listening to me yet again. Oh, today I'm so happy. I am so happy. I'm so overjoyed. Something so extraordinary just happened, and I can't just contain my joy right now. Can you guess? Well, you can guess, but I'm gonna tell you. Soul Food Podcast is now on 5 other podcasting new channels. Isn't that so exciting? Yes. I'm so excited. Such great news. You actually listen to me on 5 other channels. You can listen to me on Pocket Cast. You can listen to me on Radio Public, Google Podcast, Breaker, and Spotify. Isn't that awesome? I'm so happy. You can just understand. And this is all thanks to you. Thanks to you listening to me. You've made this possible. I'm so happy. I'm so glad. Thank you so much for being a faithful listener. And I wouldn't be here if you aren't there. So I'm so happy. And I say a huge thank you. Love you all out there that to take out time from your very busy schedule to listen to this little tiny voice of mine. Yeah. What I'm bringing might not be so out of this world, but I'm glad that you guys have taken interest and are listening to me always. Yay! I'm on 5 other podcasting channels. Wow. I'm so excited. Okay, yeah. You all know I can't contain my excitement, so I'm just gonna try to talk about the story I have today. I'm just gonna try. Whew, thank you guys so much. Okay, today is also one of those days where I bring you beautiful story. We're gonna be talking about a very interesting story, about a young missionary. And our story is entitled Missionary's Darkest Night by Mary Grace Baloria. So, Missionary's Darkest Night by Mary Grace Baloria. This is how our story goes. I never thought that a single night would be the darkest in my life. It was during that darkest night that God showed me His marvelous light. Heavy rain awakened me at 12:45 a.m. It was completely dark in the night. In one room house that I shared with a missionary partner in Eastern Sama province. Only 2 weeks remain of our 1 year term with 1,000 missionary movement, and a big earthquake had left the area without power. I couldn't see anything, but I heard strange noises. Grabbing a flashlight, I directed it towards the door. I couldn't see anyone, but I felt certain that an intruder had entered. Shaking with fear, I knelt under the large mosquito net that covered my partner's bed and mine. Lord, please save us. Just like you saved Daniel and Joseph, I prayed. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. I lay back on my bed and trembling and repeated Psalms 23 verse 1. Now, let's pause there. Psalms 23 verse 1, we know what it means. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, who hasn't had a moment of fright, especially in the night? Who hadn't had that before? It could not be a thief coming in, it could not be someone breaking in, but I know we, at one point, some of us have had some level of fright in the night, especially when there is a lot of rain and there is no power, there is no light. It has this tendency of making us a little bit frightful, especially at the least thing that goes by us. We're so scared. Yeah. Baloria, this missionary was scared. Let's continue our story to know why she was scared and what really was going on. So she repeated Psalms 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I picked up the flashlight again. What I saw was beyond my imagination. It was horrible. I saw a man with red eyes and wet hair. He held a large bolo knife and was kneeling inside our mosquito net. Oh, just reading that, I'm so scared myself. Let's continue. I know it's frightful, but let's get to the end. Let's go together. Okay. The story continues. Terrified, I screamed at the top of my lungs. My partner awoke and we shouted for help. The intruder lunged at us with a sharp single-edged knife and we tried to kick him away. Suddenly, something hard hit me. I fell on the ground, pain sweeping over my body. Lord, I'm going to die, I thought. Hearing someone trying to open the house door, I cried, "Open the window!" When my partner and I heard the window being opened, we ran to it and leaped out. A neighbor saw my battered face and asked what had happened. When she heard about the attack, she rushed home fearfully for her own children. My partner and I walked barefoot in wet, deserted streets, calling for help. Everyone seemed to be asleep. Finally, someone took us into the hospital at 3 a.m. My partner had slight cuts on her hand and foot. I had a serious cut from my left eye to my jaw. A physician gave me many stitches and injections. My partner and I, and injections. The happiest moment in that dark night came with the morning sun. As the sun rose, it seemed to be shining just for me. I smiled. I felt just deep love. I felt Jesus' deep love. He had been with me from the beginning and will be with me until the end. The shepherd watching over his sheep. The attacker was caught that morning and he remains in prison. I was not discouraged. Yeah. 8 months later, At the age of 22, I began a second year of service with 1,000 missionary movements. Movement. This time in South Korea. I now am in my third year of service. I thank God for the experience. The Lord said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know." My outlook on life has changed. My life isn't mine. It is God's. That is the end of our story. You know, I just love the point where she said she was not discouraged. Oh, wow. She was not what? Discouraged. After almost losing her life, she was not discouraged. And the following year, she had to continue in the same field of work. This is not only unbelievable, but it's awesome. It's really awesome. Now let's go back towards the end of the story. What do you think woke her up? Or who do you think woke her up at that time in the night? Remember, most people sleep soundly when it rains, especially when there is no night light. We always just want to curl in our bed and just sleep and just... But she was up. Her partner was sleeping, but she woke up. Who do you think woke her up? That's firstly. Secondly, who do you think was able to give her the strength to fight back? And who do you think helped in opening the window for them to run away through it? Dear listeners out there, there is nothing that happens by mistake. This is one thing we have to learn. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a cause. And I believe the cause of this attack was to strengthen the faith of the young missionary. And she understood it. Most of the times when things happen to us, we often blame or often get discouraged and we often get discouraged to the point where we abandon our purpose. We abandon the reason why we are doing what we are doing. We even go to the extent of abandoning our dreams. Hey, situations that happen to us are not meant to break us beyond repair. They are meant to boost our spirit and they are meant to take us to a whole new level of courage, a whole new level of resilience, a whole new level of resistance. You need to start taking out time to really understand the things that happen to you and why they happen to you. Let's not be sore losers or babies that cry over every situation and lament and start saying, "Oh Lord, why did you allow this to happen to me? Am I not your servant? Am I not been serving you? Am I not your child? Why me? Why me?" No. No, I say no. Rather, when a situation happens to us, let's pause and ask God, "Why did you allow this to happen? What are you saying? What are you trying to tell me? What should I learn from this?" At times, if we are able to surmount a situation that happens to us, we'll be equipped to surmount whatever situation that comes next. What situation have you just gone through? What problems are you going through that seems to stop you from attaining your dreams? Was it violent? Was it terrifying? Was it life-threatening? God always has a reason why everything happens to you. All you need to do is to call on God and he will answer you. Jeremiah chapter 33 says, call on me. God is telling us to call on him and he's going to answer us. Quit lamenting and wasting time on that situation that was meant to elevate you. Quit. Stop. Stop it. Enough is enough. Get up. Pick yourself and learn from where you fell. Learn from that thing that happened to you. It didn't happen to you for nothing. It happened to you to teach you a lesson, to make you stronger, to build your faith, to strengthen you, to motivate you, to elevate you. After this horrible circumstance, this our young missionary did not fold her hands. Rather, she was not even discouraged at all. She was thankful and grateful that God, she knew God was the one that saved her, and this changed her perspective to life for the best. Has that circumstance that you went through changed your perspective of life for the best, or has it crushed you beyond repairs? It's time for you to pick up your broken pieces and learn from what happened. Use it as a stepping stone to attain your dreams, to attain your destinations, and to do what you were meant to do, and to achieve that greatness you were meant to achieve. You are wonderful. You are marvelous. You are capable. You are able to do all that which you have put your mind to. All that is stopping you is yourself. Rise above yourself. Rise above that situation that has been bringing you down or is bringing you down right now. Rise above it and attain greatness. You were meant for greatness. You are filled with so much potential that you yourself cannot even imagine. Start tapping for it and be a blessing to yourself and to your generation. Thank you so much for having listened to me. Thank you so much for always making an appointment to listen to this little voice of mine. I hope you've been blessed. I hope you've been motivated to go ahead, to get what is meant for you. Go get it. It is yours if only you want it. I'll see you next time on the next episode of my broadcast. Remember, we are now on all other platforms, like on 5 other platforms. We are now on Pocket Cast, we are now on Radio Public, we are now on Google Podcast, on Breaker, and now on Spotify. Tune in to Soul Food Podcast on any of these channels that is suitable to you, and you are going to listen to me live and direct. I hope to see you next time on my next episode. God bless you all. I love you all. Bye-bye.